Hello, everyone. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, main host and frontman for the Long Coat Mafia podcast, the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast. A couple things to note right now. One, I am recording outside, so you might hear cars, trucks, trains, wild animals, wind. So please forgive that. Number two, we are still on our quasi-leave of absence, which means there'll be times that we'll post on a regular basis, take a break for a little while, and post some more. But that leaves me to number three. I do apologize for the delay in posting this particular episode. It's one of the kind of on-the-floor stuff that we got, or the John/Jane on-the-street stuff that we got at Otakon back in August 2021. In this case, I am probably mispronouncing her name. I'm going by the website. Again, this is also correlates with everything and why I'm recording outside is because I'm doing things kind of deaf-ish. Let me explain that for those who are coming to this episode for the first time. I cannot get sound out of my laptop, my computer, so therefore I cannot listen to the original audio of this interview. I do remember looking at the audio and seeing how well it came out when I did download it from the memory card, but since now being able to put it out, I can't re-listen to it. Everything else will be kind of convoluted to do it. It's going to be extremely hard to do it. So I do apologize for mispronouncing this lovely woman's name. Her name, according to the website, is Kenya. I'm not going to butcher her last name. All her links in regards to this, we saw her at Otakon 2021 event. She was the main person behind Animal Arithmetic, this multi platform, if you will, comic, web series, cartoon, music, everything. The only way I can explain this is, please continue with this episode and listen to our conversation that we had. It was a wonderful conversation. She was a very wonderful person to speak to. And again, Kenya, I know I'm probably mispronouncing your name. Please forgive me if I am. And for the delay of posting this up, I probably sent you a DM saying that there's a post up, and my apologies for doing so. So please listen to this conversation. Both me and her agreed on so many points that even though we probably disagreed on a lot of points, we both agreed on so much more in regards to that. And also, please note, it might sound a little bit muffled in regards to the audio. That's because Otakon required everyone from the guests to the vendors to the ticket holders wear masks, because Washington, D.C. at that time, or because I'm saying that because I don't know what the future holds and or currently holds as of this recording, but at the time of the event, Washington, D.C. had reiterated the wear masks in public mandate, which meant everybody at the event needed to wear masks. So that's why I myself sounded a little bit muffled and why she sounds a little bit muffled. But I was happy with everything in regards to sound-wise. And also, please note, this is the first time you'll be hearing kind of the universal ending over the next couple of episodes. Because of how we currently are recording, it's kind of a cookie cutter thing that I'm trying to implement to help with editing in the long run until I'm able to get a new laptop. So please bear with us in this regard, and please bear with our leave of absence. And with that being said, here's our interview with Kenya. And again, forgive me. Please stick with this wonderful interview and everything else. So take care, one and all. See you on the other side of the interview. Folks, I am here with
Katie Fox.
And tell us what you are. You're an independent creator here at... Oh man, folks, it's been a long weekend. It's day three. I'm just stripping gears right now. Yep. And I didn't even party last night. Kind of, sort of. Don't go to our TikTok. again, folks, there has to be some sort of protocol in place when you see, in essence, Jesus dancing at an after party. I don't know what the protocol is, but either way, back to her hand. I'm here again with
Katie Fox.
Katie Fox, mm-hmm, promoting Animal
Arithmetic.
Arithmetic. Yes. It is arithmetic. Can you tell us a little bit about your project?
Absolutely. So Animal Arithmetic is a fusion project between musicians in the anime and hip-hop industry, artists who are rising manga artists, and voice actors, and also a wide variety of animators. What we are trying to do with Animal Arithmetic is tell a story about a spiritual experience with people and how people
I'm just, folks, I'm just moving the mic closer to her because I don't know if you folks at home can hear this. A lot of dum, dum, dum in the background. And we want to make sure she comes in nice and clear and she's able to tell you all about what she's doing and everything else. So,
all right.
Not to mention, again, we're wearing masks because that is the protocol here at the event.
It is still the Panini, the Pazuzu, the Parallelogram, and the, Pandemonium. So, yes. that's true. All right. Wait, so you just give the 5-minute spiel.
It's okay. You can give a 30-minute spiel for all I care.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Now, Animal Arithmetic is an end-time story about spirits that take the form of animals, and they are guides for people who are navigating the world as it literally is about to end, trying to find the good in it to save. It is a music and animation and manga project that is run by myself, Katie Fox, and also the MC Substantial. We also have other guest musicians on this project, such as Mason Lieberman. If you look them up, they're really big in the anime composing industry. He's done work for Rooster Teeth, work with Yoko Kanno on a Cowboy Bebop charity. He's also worked on the composing for Tower of God. And Substantial, his work speaks for itself. He's one of Maryland's finest MCs. And he was also a really, really big friend for Nujabes. And if you've heard of Samurai Champloo, Nujabes worked on Samurai Champloo, and Substantial was one of the MCs that worked very closely with Nujabes throughout his time here. Rest in peace to Nujabes. He was a very big inspiration for many people who were into lo-fi hip-hop now, and also anime and manga that incorporate elements of the Black culture in the music that they use to enhance their stories. We're trying to create a project that's like that. We want to keep that energy going. We see that a lot of mainstream anime and manga are not really incorporating as much of it, but there are some that pop up once in a while, like Jujutsu Kaisen. Anime and hip-hop go hand in hand for a lot of different reasons, and we just want to put out a project out there that will tell a really meaningful story about the human experience in general, and also incorporate elements of hip-hop as well.
So from what I gather, it's not just going to be just the comics. It's going to be animation, anime, and music. For those who are out there that might say, you're biting off more than you chew, than you can chew. What do you have to say to those folks out there? Because personally, best you can do is try to see if it actually comes together, congeals, and works. Mm-hmm. But what do you have? I can't speak for you. Uh-huh. What do you have to say about that?
Right. I have been told numerous times that I bite off more than I can chew. But here's the thing. You go hard or you go home. If you have a really, really good network of people who all want to do a very creative thing and they're all gung-ho for it, you never know what can happen. Our friend Mason came up with an idea to do a charity on a whim based off of Cowboy Bebop. We had no idea that Yoko Kanno was going to be on that as well. Nor did we expect that Funimation and Sunrise would also be on top of that. And then the whole compilation was amazing. It raised a lot of money for a really good cause during the pandemic. And you have to be able to take that risk. Like, you have an idea, you want to put it out there. There's no harm in seeing how far it can go. You might end up with something amazing. Heck, we could have the next Bebop or Chomplu sitting right here at this table, and I'm just promoing it as something that just cool cats want to do. So you never know.
As a curiosity, because I am not a person of color, and you are, and I'm curious because a lot of folks at home know that I really enjoyed the documentary, From Kung Fu Kicks to Iron Fist, which was a wonderful documentary of how the rise in popularity of Kung Fu movies came to the United States and how it influenced the black community, the African-American community, mm-hmm. how that's where it first gained popularity.
Wu-Tang is a product of that as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Has anime done the same thing in...
Just as much. As a matter of fact, I dare to say that it's all connected. Whether you go from the Kung Fu movies to anime, hip-hop will always find a way to weave itself into the newest trend. Doesn't matter what it is. Could be a movie, could be anime, could be Kung Fu. It literally could be anything. Hip-hop itself is like Jeet Kune Do. Like, you literally, it's a whole compilation of things that it likes to take and put together, and it makes something completely, entirely dope and new. But it's also very ingrained culture.
And you said, I think you said the other day, that this is a Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah.
What does that mean to folks like yourself as an independent creator?
Absolutely. A lot of people are starting to use Kickstarter and Indiegogo to create independent projects that they don't see the big companies green lighting right away. It's mainly because those particular audiences don't really know what the people want. So in order to basically raise some noise about something cool, you have to start somewhere. So when you support independent projects like the one that we're about to kickstart for Animal Arithmetic on September 19th, or even just any independent projects that have to deal with anime or cartoons or hip-hop or music or anything, you're putting it out there to the execs, because they're all looking at these projects on Indiegogo and Kickstarter and what have you, or the GoFundMe pages, and they're trying to see how many people will actually support it. When they see that people will show up and show out to support something independent in large quantity, then they will consider giving that their attention, those projects more attention, and you'll start seeing more of those projects in mainstream. So it starts at the Kickstarter and Indiegogo, just independent level funding and crowdfunding, and then it can expand into something once people
like. Again, I don't mean this in a bad way, because I'm a movie buff, a movie geek. Can you say the Kickstarter, Indiegogo aspect for independent creators, especially coming from someone who's a person of color, mm-hmm. can you correlate it as, granted it's a bad term, but it's a term that kind of stuck, mm-hmm. kind of like the black exploitation films of the 70s, where it was, the premise was, hey, there are no African-American, no black leads out there, we're going to take it upon ourselves to make our own content in regards to, hey, there's no representation in the mainstream movies, we're going to do something like that. So that's how we got movies like the Shaft, you got cheesy, you know, stuff like Blackula and all that, but you got some awesome work. Is this something that can be considered along those lines?
Hey, listen, representation is absolutely important. Imagine, yeah, okay, a lot of people are fans of, on my end, like different types of anime. Now imagine if you can have more opportunities to display people who you can relate to, characters that you can relate to in anime. It literally makes you feel like you're part of the conversation. We don't get enough of that, I'm being honest. It only has been recent, like, honestly, during this pandemic and then after the Black Lives Matter movements, that we've started to gain some traction and actually have people look at us and say, like, oh, okay, like, we need more projects out there that really show representation of the black community. But it also has to be a positive representation. Can't be just, like, all this negative stuff all the time, like, just, like, misrepresentations of what the hood is like and everything. No, like, we don't want to be shown like that. No. We want to be shown, like, yo, if Goku can do his thing, why can't there be a damn black Goku? Like, honestly, excuse my French.
Yeah, it's okay, I learned language.
Yes.
And for kind of correlation with that, kind of, sort of, what do you have to say to some of the other haters out there that are saying, oh, you're just, you know, you're kind of stealing a culture from somebody else regards to that?
I wouldn't call it stealing. Yep. I'd call it reinventing the wheel that's already turning.
Because anime, this style is a style. It's not just a form of...
Look at this. Anime came from somewhere too. So it is also stolen. Think about it this way. Disney is actually the one who's the whole sole proprietor of the reason why we have cartoons and anime in the first place. And look what Disney's starting to do. Take it back by making a Star Wars anime. Alright? So... really, it's just the wheel that keeps turning. So you can't really steal something that was stolen in the first place.
Not to mention,
you can just spin it.
Not to mention, from those in the anime culture from the Asian region of the world, they're like, yeah, come on in. You know, if you want to be a part of the culture, be a part of the experience, and you could draw it and do it and add to the anime experience, come on in. The water's, in essence, the water is fine. It's just that you have that aspect, like, how dare you do it?
No.
It's that, almost,
you know,
like that elitist aspect of...
It is. And, I mean, you're going to have that, and not just anime, literally in kind of everything that's starting to blow up in different areas of the world. It's just a matter of, like, at the end of the day, cartoons are cartoons, for real, for real. If people enjoy it, if people enjoy animation in general, then okay. Like, let's just make more diverse stories with diverse characters. It's all about diversity and representation. It's not really a matter of, like, okay, stealing something. Like, I understand the whole argument in Japan, where they're like, well, anime is basically, like, dying out because the animators, but it's not dying out because we're taking it back. It's dying out because the animators are not getting paid enough. They are not treating animators with respect in Japan as much as they treat animators with respect here. We have a union. Like, in Japan, it's not that great. As a matter of fact, there are efforts right now where certain entities like Animator Dormitory are actually trying to raise money so that we can, like, support animators in Japan who make the stuff that people enjoy in different countries literally every day, and they're not getting paid enough for it. It's a shame. And what's starting to happen is that people are starting to quit their jobs from animation in Japan, leaving open job options for other people in other countries to also get exploited. It's like, it's a whole mess. So the whole moral of what I'm saying is that you have to monetarily support the creatives in everything that they are doing. Otherwise, you will not get the content that you want.
it's one of the biggest things that we try to put out in regards to our show, that supporting indie creators, because they're not in a way checking a box and placating. They're actually doing it. And one of my favorite memes that I used to spread around a lot is that you see a protester saying, "Hey, we need more representation. And in the bottom panel is that same person walking right by a person. I think what the top panel was, like, the first one was a person of color protesting, "We need more representation." The bottom panel was her walking by a person of a similar skin tone that was an indie creator. Like, you're like, "Hey, we're, you know, we need this," yet you're not supporting the indie creators. So it's like, you have to, that's what we try to do, support your indie creators. At least if you can't do it monetarily, you know, grab a card, grab a business card, grab a
support,
postcard,
support on get social, the word, get the word out,
because there's a coming like to a place like this, especially on the dealer floor, where there's artist alley starting to become a thing still now. But being on the dealer floor, you're in the limelight, you're in the hot seat in a way, in a positive way, that more people might come and see you and discover you.
It's true.
So,
and if you do happen to get to a point where you are able to move from that into a space where people are starting to see what you're doing, well, I'm a different personality. It's up to, like, what you do is up to you. But in my case, I want to create other opportunities for other people who also like what I like to do what I do.
Yeah.
Like, to have an opportunity to be able to express themselves, or a want to see representation of themselves in this industry. And, like, we're pushing that every day constantly, just to, like, get projects like this out there, just so that people can know, hey, this is a thing. We can absolutely do the thing. We can be a part of this conversation.
Out of curiosity, you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. I know you've been very vocal. As a female creator,
yes,
have you found it tough to kind of get into the stride of, or have you received any type of pushback in regards to being a female creator? Or what has your experience as a female creator in this, in the industry as a whole?
It is very difficult for women in the industry, in creative industries in general, to, like, make it big, to be quite honest. I've had friends who are actually trying to become comic or mangaka, and what she's telling me and what I'm finding absolutely very true is that people will look at a male artist first before they will look at a female artist's work, even if the work is on par with each other. I don't know what it is. Could be a part of some subculture that I have no idea about. I'm not going to sit here and tell you something that I absolutely don't know, but it is what I see. Also, women who are go-getters, it's different. It's different for everybody. It really depends on who you know and who is willing to work with you. Some people reach out to you because they absolutely want to work with you, regardless of what you are. Some people don't. Like, they have a bias as to, like, who they want being represented. You don't see many black female artists, especially black manga artists who are female, being represented. It's just something that's unheard of. As a matter of fact, it's, like, even a matter of, like, title. Can you call yourself a manga artist if you're not Japanese? I'll tell you the truth, yes, you can. Like, literally anything is possible.
So do you have any advice for young women, or I don't want to call them girls, but do you have any advice for young women who wish to break into or try to do what you do?
Yes.
As an artist.
Yes. It is all about networking and marketing yourself. You find what your strengths are and what you want to do and the message that you want to send, if it's that deep, or even if you just want to create a product that you want to be out there, okay. Put together a whole list of things that you want to do. Do your research and find out what demographic and what group of people are interested in the thing that you want to do. Find a way to fund your endeavors. What I have done to fund everything that I own is create a small shop where I'm able to sell collector's items, because collector's items have actually become more popular. There's been a resurgence in pin collecting, in sticker collecting, in print collecting, tangibles. If you can fund your business via tangibles and then use the funds from that to either continue doing the business if that's your passion, or actually go into something else, which, look, now I have a whole manga and music project going. All the funds that I've gotten from my business, I've used for that. So it's a bit of planning. Substantial, who is my co-runner in this whole project, he and his wife run a LLC called Sub Art and Music. They offer consultation services where they're actually able to help young creators, regardless of what you are, get your start in figuring out what you want to do as a creative and how to effectively fund your passions. And I highly recommend checking out Sub Art and Music. They're absolutely amazing. Not a lot of consultation services out there exist for young creators on the come up, especially women and marginalized people of color. So please check them out. They're amazing. I'm also going to have in the future a masterclass as well, teaching people how to create a small business and also how to fund your endeavors, continuing a small business or wanting to go into something else like creative manga making, things like
now,
that.
Where can we, I'm going to wrap this up. Where can we find you and or this project?
Okay, so you can look up the project on our official website, www.animalarithmetic.com, for more information about it and more information about our team. Keep an eye out on Kickstarter, because you will see the Animal Arithmetic Kickstarter up and posted before it drops, which is September 19. So it will be, the preview will be up at the end of August. You can also find information on my social as well, which is KD Fox, which is spelled K-A-Y, D-E-E-F-O-X on IG or Twitter. Those are the main two that I use. You can find Substantial as well on Twitter and Instagram just by looking up Substantial Music or Substantial Music and Art.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the interview. And I'm gonna, folks, I'm going to do some formalities after I hit stop the recording. So, again, I thank Katie for being on the for the interview and everything else. So, ending it here.
Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that interview or interviews included in this week's episode. If you have any questions and or comments, please send them to us via our email, which is longcoatmafia@gmail.com, or posting them under in the comment section of the pinned post on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheLongcoatMafiaPodcast. And while you're there, please hit that like button, so whatever we post to our page shows up on your timeline. And we also ask that if you like our episodes or you like our posts, hit the, if you're on your mobile device, hit the three dots. After you hit share, hit those three dots and tell Facebook to include the original post, because that helps us in more ways than you can know. And if you're on a laptop or desktop computer and on Facebook's webpage in your browser, please click the box that says include original post, because both help Facebook or let Facebook know that, hey, they're actually liking the page or sharing the page, not any particular link in the page. And it helps Facebook push us up in the algorithms. And while on our page, if you like any posts, please share them. Again, please click and use the aspect of share original post if that option is available to you. Like the post, because doing so continues the page and what you see show up on your timeline. We do not spam timelines or anything like that. We try to post daily when we can, but due to our leave of absence, we're not posting that often. But it does help any post that we do show up in your feed. Also, just to let you know, we do have a Instagram account, so you are able to follow us there. So when we post up stuff that comes in or any events that we do show up at or post often there, you're able to do so. Our handle on Instagram is Longcoat Mafia. We do have a Twitter page or Twitter account. We do post there every now and again, even though Twitter is a dumpster fire. So our Twitter handle is Longcoat Mafia. If you want to message us there, because that is your preferred platform of choice, you are more than welcome to do so. And follow us there, because the more followers we have there, the better our chances are posts being seen. So whatever pin post is there, please share that. We do have a YouTube channel. We may be posting more YouTube videos than we do podcasts right now, because that is kind of my mindset right now. I'm kind of swinging more towards the visual than the audio. I don't know why. I do plan on, hopefully when I do plan of ending the leave of absence or coming back more full time with these episodes, that there will be more and probably more videos as well. But I've been getting the inspiration to post more videos. So head on over to our YouTube channel. Link is in the description of this episode. If not, head on to YouTube. Search for Longcoat Mafia Podcast. It will, I don't know why, but if you search for the Longcoat Mafia Podcast, the channel does not come up. But if you search for Longcoat Mafia Podcast, it does. I have no clue why. But the channel, just search for Longcoat Mafia Podcast. The channel does come up. We've been trying to include hashtags and keywords and searchable stuff that brings up more videos when you do search for the Longcoat Mafia Podcast. So once you become subscribing to our YouTube channel, helps us with our achieving our first goal in regards to our YouTube channel, and that is the 100 subscriber goal. That way we could actually have a custom URL, meaning we could change, instead of the URL being youtube.com/ and it being a bunch of like letters and numbers, it could actually be the Longcoat Mafia Podcast or Longcoat Mafia Podcast. But either way, the link, the tiny URL link, will be in the show's description. As always, we do have a TikTok. We've been posting up every now and again on TikTok when the muse decides to give us the urge to do a TikTok video. Just search for LCM Pod. We do have a stream channel on TikTok. Twitch. It is twitch.tv / Longcoat Mafia Pod, I believe it is. Again, all the links to all our social media and outlets are in the description down below or above, depending on where you get this podcast. And speaking of where to get this podcast, we do have our own website or web page, and that page is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And yes, the word "the" is included in the URL. Going to our website, you'll see all the episodes going back to the beginning. and feel free to check us out there to see where we came from, and continue checking the website to see where we go in the future. Bookmark the website so you can continue to see where we go to in the future. And just to let you know, when you visit our website, not only can you see our past library of episodes, you are able to stream all those episodes directly from the website, or you could download those episodes and listen to them at your leisure on your player of choice, whatever that might be. Not to mention, you're able to listen to us on, if you're on a laptop or desktop computer, listen to us on iTunes, Amazon Music, Stitcher, where else? Spotify, Pandora, plus a bunch of other places that are I'm forgetting right now, but a bunch of places. I think Audible is another. Again, links are in the description. If you want to listen to us via a mobile device like a phone or tablet, you're more than welcome to do so. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and a bunch of other outlets that are, you know, kind of these like podcast catching apps. We're kind of all over the place, so feel free to whatever you might use, see if we're there. But we're on the big three, or big four, if you will, which again is Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible. You're more than welcome to do that. I recommend that what you can do is bookmark our site. If you're on a desktop or laptop computer, just in case Spotify or iTunes decides to have a hiccup one day and you can't get our episode, or Apple Podcasts or iTunes or Spotify or Stitcher decides to unsubscribe you, you're able to still find our episodes. Please subscribe to us, rate and review us on the platforms if you like our episode. That helps us in the overall standings, if you're able to do so. What else? If you're on a mobile device, you're able to listen to all our episodes going back to the beginning. If you're a Podbean member, the subscription, the app is free on all devices, whether you use a Android or a iOS device. Again, it's free. You're able to subscribe to us on the Podbean app. If you visit our website via a mobile device, the website's going to ask you to download the app to download any episodes. Again, it's free to sign up, free app. Feel free to do so. And doing so, you're able to rate, like the episode and comment on the episode. So feel free to do that. I think you're able to like or comment otherwise on the website too. I'm not sure. But doing so helps us in standings on the website. So no matter what, please check us out. Leave us a comment on our Facebook page. We're pretty much on a lot of places. We're happy when you check us out. We're happy when you listen. Email us, interact with us. The more you do so, the more chances I'll see it and make me grin. Despite all the controversies and all that we tend to get into, or we've been getting into as of late. So hopefully I'll come back in full swing. Stick around, subscribe to us, whether it be on social media or through YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or what have you. We'll still post content. We're still posting content. The more you stick with us, the more enthused I'd get. You know, I know it sounds wrong, narcissistic. It's not. The more it's encouraging to me, showing that there is a bunch of you that want to show your support in me coming back and the show coming back full swing, full storm, with lots of content. I do have a bunch of stuff as of right now for all of you. One way or show or form, between us coming back, there will be more content for you. I have a bunch of stuff already to put out for you. So stick with us. And that being said, I'm the Reverend Godfather. You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia podcast. And I'll see you next time, whenever that may be.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.